you're disappointed and that sort of stuff to be out of Ulster, because you know there's always great competition to be in Ulster, I mean, but unfortunately this time it didn't go for us.
Yeah, unfortunate all right now, I suppose. Missing a number of players, but as you say, you had the 15 on, and maybe with a better start you could have pulled it out of the fire.
Yes, I mean, you know, definitely the loss with girls away, no doubt about that, there's no getting away from that. But I mean, you know, we felt, you know, yesterday we had 15 girls on the pitch that could do a job for us, and unfortunately, I mean, you know, we probably didn't get out with the blocks in the first half, and you know, we didn't win the possession, you know, we didn't win our own kickouts and that, and you know, in the first half, and you know, the second half we came in and we played a lot better and that, and you know, basically, you know, we ran at them in the second half, and we asked big questions of Cavan, and I felt if we did more of that in the first half, you know, we would have got a result. But I mean, nevertheless, I mean, you know, it was Cavan's day yesterday. I mean, you know, it's very disappointing for the Eastern Coil girls because they were also champion. And any time you lose an Ulster crown, it, of course, it's very disappointing. Mm-hmm.
It's not just the losing of the players that have gone away, but the fact that then you have to, I suppose, gel the 15 that are left behind. So it's hard to get a pattern going so soon.
Yes, well, I mean, you know, when you don't have your full hand, I mean, of course, you know, you're taking, like, you know, Katie Hearn would be our midfielder all year, like, and we had to kind of put Katie into full back yesterday because we didn't have anybody for that position. You know, Katie was a big loss from around the middle of the field, and these are the kind of basic problems that you do have. You're taking girls out of positions that they should be playing, and, you know, basically, like, you know, we did now have Jolene, like, and we had Jolene for the game before that, and again, basically, you know, just a loss up front as well. But I'm saying that, I mean, the girls that went out there yesterday, basically, you know, play their heart out. I mean, and you know, we just didn't get going in the first half, and probably nobody more disappointed than the girls themselves, because they probably know themselves they didn't play to their own potential in the first half, and that. And you know, if we did, we definitely would have got the result. And you know, definitely, you know, those some harsh decisions against the girls. And I know I'm disappointed about that as a manager level. I mean, because you know, Cavan got 26 frees to 7 towers, like, and you know, and that to me is crazy. I mean, and some of the tackles that went in for a lady's sport was basically, but I mean, it's not sour grapes on our behalf. Like, all anybody expects is to play by the rules, and the rules to be fair. If you look at the second game yesterday against Armagh Monaghan, you know, the referee in that game was totally different standard compared to our game altogether. Mm-hmm. So, you know, also something that we probably have to look at ourselves in that.
Yeah, you're into the All-Ireland Championship Series now. Tell me, how does that operate? You have qualifiers and so on. Are you into an open draw, or how does it work?
Yes, it'll be into an open draw, and that will be done after the basically the provincial finals, which most of the provincial finals are on the first weekend in July. So then basically the draw will be done after that, and it's an open draw.
Open draw all over, yeah. Ireland. So
yes, all over Ireland. They're basically into groups, basically of trees and that.
Oh, there'll be groups. You'll be going into,
yeah,
a group, and it won't be you know, regionalised or anything like that. You could be playing a team down Munster or whatever.
Correct. Exactly, Miles.
Uh-huh. So, and is it the winner of that group then that'll go through to the knockout stages, or is there more than one going through?
That's right. It's the winner of the groups that will go through to the next round. That.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, in general, how's Liddy's Gaelic going? I understand a few euro has been pumped into the game.
Yes, I mean, you know, definitely, you know, Liddy's football will be on the increase in Ulster in the last number of years, no doubt with that, and probably in Ireland nationally, and that. I mean, more people are taking up the sports, Miles, and a lot more people. You know, we have nearly 20,000 people registered at Ulster, which is huge. I mean, it's one of the fastest growing sports in Ireland at the moment. That, and you know, we've got a new sponsor in with Lidl this year. I mean, they came in and they pumped a lot of money into marketing and PR for the ladies. And then basically, you know, there's basically a working group set up again. The ladies PGA is set up now, and that, and you know, they got funding there during the week as well from the minister. So I mean, you know, there is a lot more money basically coming into ladies sports. I mean, and probably we're getting the recognition that surely came a long time ago and that, but it's starting to come now anyway.
Yeah, there was often the case where, you know, any games taking place involving the ladies, they were in the back pitch and maybe things not as well marked out as they should be, and maybe no nets and so on. I presume that's changing fast.
Yes, Miles, it is changing fast. I mean, but I mean, definitely, you know, I mean, again, I mean, you know, unfortunately, I mean, you know, we're dependent on the men's association at the end of the day, because we're dependent on the ground. I mean, and you know, as I say, a lot of the times we are the poor relations. I mean, because we don't have any grounds or venue of ourselves. But I mean, the big reality of it, and a lot of people miss the fact, is they see a lot of people that are involved in ladies' sports are the same people that are involved in the men's sports, and the same people that do the fundraising and do that. So definitely, I mean, but now, and I must say, like, and credit to Ulster probably and Donegal, we probably will be coming more advanced in the integration of men's and ladies' sports, and I mean, and fairness, and Donegal as well. You know, things are starting to come back from the main, and we are getting more grounds and basically getting in, you know, to complement that for training the men. And, you know, again, basically, you know, great credit to the men's county board for that, and for the people involved in Ulster for the integration of ladies and men's football, because they were probably the most province in Ireland that would advance at the moment.
Yeah, because it's important that any club have a mixture of men and ladies involved in the committees as well, because as you pointed out there, fundraising and so on, without being sexist, it's great to have women involved that do a lot of work that men mightn't want to do or don't do.
Oh, definitely. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you can get to any club in Donegal, and basically, you know, there's ladies there at the backbone of it, and the men drivers up, and, you know, I mean, and the ladies, you know, are involved probably, I say probably nearly every maybe club in the county as a lady secretary. And I mean, and you know, the secretary's role in the county is a big role. And I mean, and basically they are the driving force of the club. That so basically they do play a very important role. And definitely, yes, they're great at organising and basically organising raffles and fundraising for them. I mean, but as I say again, the people that are involved in the ladies' association are also the people that are involved. You know, 90% of them are nearly involved in the men's association also.
Uh-huh. Well, you're a Connacht man. Mayo beaten yesterday by Galway. A bit of a surprise. Mayo going for their sixth title in a row, beaten in the semi-final stage.
Yes, Miles, it was probably a shock, but I mean, probably not a big shock to Galway people, because I mean, Galway people, you know, would have a proud tradition. I mean, and you know, they have a very good manager there in Kevin Walsh. I mean, you know, we would know from, I was a Sligo man myself, and Kevin came to Sligo there and did a lot of work with Sligo football and basically put us on the map there. So I mean, Kevin Walsh is a shrewd manager, a shrewd operator. I mean, and you know, the papers were writing them down all week long. I mean, and I seen an article there by the last manager of Mayo. I mean, he wrote, you know, some hard stuff about Galway. I mean, and you know, it's stuff that you probably wouldn't use in the dressing room before a game. And I mean, and you know, everything was in Kevin Walsh's favour and that sort of stuff. But I mean, it was a huge win for Galway, no doubt. But we'll come back down into the, you know, Garden, back Garden, and basically beating them there in Castlebar, which was a huge result for them.